Cuidado, Jimami, puro si cucuru. Pam, pam, dos hipocona, y huevú. Muende a cochinada y a masito. Y lomo plaque, a mucho cachito. Pasca pa' que...
23 hours.
And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio. Government commended for constructing a health post in Mukushi's Mambilima area. In African news, the UN condemns the civilian killings in Sudan's Kordofan region. Present the news. My name is Blessed Chwawa. Government has been commended by residents of the Mambilima area in Mukushi district for initiating the construction of a health post and that easing access to healthcare services. Zonal Representative Alfred Mulimba, who spoke on behalf of the residents, noted that the construction of the staff house has been completed and the contractor has commenced works on the main health facility infrastructure. Mr. Mulimba also praised the contractor for demonstrating commitment and consistency in the implementation of the project.
So drinking up as a free community to Nashakoma distance is in to access in medical services. Our contractor, wedding and that's it. That's the first thing about it. But then, Munduri, Olive Gamanosana Kumisto, special about the government, very good Kumum, very fast and Kumbisakain.
A 50-year-old man of Kapirimponshi, Kennedy Janda, who is in the construction sector, has encouraged youths to strive for self-employment amid a saturated labor market in the country. Speaking in an interview with Common Radio News, Mr. Janda, a bricklayer who once worked for Avic Contractor, has urged young people to remain focused and determined by venturing into self-employment, besides only wanting to seek job opportunities in the private sector. He elaborates further how he has been able to earn more money than the time he was working under his employer previously. He added that excelling is not about only wanting to pursue white-collar jobs, but getting into the informal sector as long as one is hardworking and overcomes perseverance.
Nangwa eopa, eopa, ule mwamba na mwamba na mwazi. Aze eopa, prikire aze eopa, ule mwamba na mwamba nipo shindi, mletele, fimu ti, mwumise wa vina vale pas, kukwish mwamba festiu, kwata mfestiu. Mwa kwata mfestiu wafu, mana kwa mwamba na kuivu, mwa ito tima tuzi, tuwa ishara tu nishi, nishiri ya shiri hapa, kakawe nani kane,
A mental health activist has expressed concern over the increasing suicide cases in Zambia, which is said alarming, and calls for investment in mental health. Mr. Francis Chipalo says the frequency of these incidents demands a serious investment in health. Read that again. Mr. Francis Chipalo says the frequency of these incidents demands a serious investment in mental health services. Mr. Chipalo has noted with concern that rarely a day passes without a report of suicide or suspected suicide. He has since encouraged open conversations in families, communities, workplaces, and churches to help break down barriers on mental health issues. Mr. Chipalo has further called on the government, through the Ministry of Health, to urgently address the need for mental health institutions like Chainama Hills Hospital, among others in the country. He stated that a lot of people are going through a lot, hence the need to have more psychosocial counselors in communities to help people that may need professionals to talk to.
It's time that we look at this issue seriously, and government should really begin to be seen to be investing in mental health institutions like Chainama Hills Hospital. If we can have such hospitals across the country, I think it's going to help to address the vice. Then secondly, also, I think just as a society, community, and families, we need to begin encouraging open conversations on mental health. We have a lot of people going through different stuff, and others just fail to speak out because they have no one to talk to.
Road Development Agency, RDS, Senior Engineer for Public-Private Partnerships, PPPP, Kako Makalengo, has noted a steady progress on the ongoing Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway road project, particularly the Kawe and Kapirimpunshi bypasses. Mr. Kalengo says the bypass roads form a critical part of the 320-kilometer corridor aimed at improving traffic flow and regional connectivity. He states that the Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway project includes the construction of 45 kilometers of the Fisenge Masangano Road and two strategic bypasses, one in Kawe and another in Kapirimpunshi. Speaking during an on-site inspection, Mr. Kalengo disclosed that works on the Kawe bypass, which stretches 23 kilometers, are progressing well. Mr. Kalengo noted that the two bypasses are meant to decongest urban traffic and facilitate a smoother transit along the busy route. He revealed that Micro Ocean Investment Consortium Limited, MOIC, the contractor, has completed a clearing and grubbing across the entire stretch and has commenced a roadbed preparation with approximately 12 kilometers of roadbed completed so far. Mr. Kalengo further disclosed that three Zambian contractors have been engaged on the Kawe bypass under the supervision of MOIC, with works currently being executed by these local contractors. Mr. Kalengo further added that two roundabouts will be constructed at the entry and exit points of the Kawe bypass. We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
Business rates are brought to you by Bongo Bongo,
Zambia's casino.
The thrill of fun, the joy of winning.
Hello, Bongo Bongo. Again, more than 500 days, free bets, cashbacks. Ah, now you're just showing off.
Spin slots, bet sports, rule relay. Bongo Bongo's calling.
And ignoring the call? That's bad luck, boss.
Play now. Your jackpot is waiting.
18 plus. Bet responsibly. Terms and conditions apply.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business today, Mitengo,